still tastes the same.
I didn't bring the tea.
Tiefling. Anna Bechayer, page Ayin Zayin. We mamish have the schus to be learning very big yesaidus in Pnimis Atayr. The Shem Membeis, the Mida of Gvur, the nature of all creation to ascend and to return to its makar in Elokus. When the last paragraph on the page, Ayin Zayin, Zu yatchuna ha'atzmis ha'gnuza ba'ilumis ha'tachtoinim, I'll call proteum. This is the hidden character of all that is hidden, that this hidden character in all that exists, in all worlds. I'll call proteum, every single piece of creation, is part of this great movement to return. When a person learns Eres HaTshuva, when you learn Eres HaTshuva, The most striking thing when you learn Eres HaTshuva. I remember when I first learned it many years ago, is that I was taught that tshuva means you did something bad and you got to try to fix it. Which that's still true. But that really was all that I understood tshuva to be. Although tshuva consisted of the different parts. As it's explained in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah and so on. And it never entered my mind that tshuva, the tshuva of the individual person is part of some great cosmic return of something much bigger that was going on in the entire universe, of how every single prat, both in my life and the life of a rock, of a plant, in the life of a cow, of a duck, of a cloud, in the life of all worlds, that everything is returning. Everything's trying to find its way back. And a Jew has to join that great migration, that movement of tshuva, and all that that means, and the difference that makes. And that's a process, as we're learning, that's from the moment of creation. That's from the moment of creation that was set into motion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these worlds and pressed down on that spring of all that exists. And ever since then, everything is springing upwards to return. Koach toseis v'docheik. It's a bubbling, a powerful koach that's pushing le'ilui yisraimimus for everything to ascend, to rise higher. This is the character, the nature, the basic nature of all the iris, of all lights, at the foundation of all creation. Koach ilui v'hisraimimus. Koach of ilui, of aliyah, of hisraimimus. Koach zehu haminia is kol gagalei ha-havaya. This koach Ugvur Nosan Behem. This koach is that which pushes, which moves all the wheels of creation. Bechlolus bechol prat uprat bechlal, and in every single detail of creation. Hu makar hatnua. This is the makar of all movement, of all motion. Vecheshek and all longing and desire. Vishtalmus. And the great tshuka that everything has to become better, to become whole, to be able to become what it was created to become. All of creation is doing that. Hishtalmus. Cheshek hishtalmus, there's longing for hishtalmus, for perfection. Hagonus bechol nivra, that is hidden in every single creature that exists. V'chol mi sheyesh bo, next page. Hayfar shel chai. And in everything where there is the appearance of life. Etzem achayim shebahavaya. Life itself in all existence. He mi yisoid iris elu. Is from the yisoid of these lights of creation. V'lachein tchunas achayim. He atnuah v'hashi'ifa. Therefore, this tchuna of life is the movement and the she'ifa and the longing, harotzen the will v'adchifa and the drive, the push, ligadol v'litzmoach, for everything to become greater, for everything to grow, la'hosif to add v'la'alois and to ascend. Zohu Soid Skulos Shem Membeis. This is the mystery of the Koach of that name, Membeis, which is the foundation of Anab Koach. Shuhu HaGarin HaYisoidi. The Shem Membeis is that basic seed. HaOymed Bibosis HaVayakula. That is the foundation of all creation, all that exists. Shmoisim Shekadosh Baruch Hu HaMekor Kol, as we learn. The names of Hashem are the makar of everything. Shoresh chiyus ha'olamos, the root of the life of all worlds. Makar kol ha'shenasa b'hem, and the makar of everything that's taking place in all worlds. V'shem membeis hu yisod b'riyas ha'olam. And the shem membeis is the yisod of the creation of the world. Hu achokek b'havai, the name membeis engraves into creation, into existence, as teva yitzirasa, this teva, this nature that everything has, as koach iluya, the koach that everything has to rise, to ascend, to move, to push towards its goal, towards its objective, towards perfection of itself. Lachain, therefore, ein shum ilui ba'olam elam mikoach zeh. There is no ilui in the world elam mikoach zeh. Every ilui, every aliyah that in the world, in all worlds, is mikoach zeh. Is mikoach zeh. Ki bli or shmai yisbarach v'chiyusa, without the light of Hashem's name. And the chiyus, the life and the vitality of this name, and the other names, but particularly we're talking about the Shem Membeis. And that's what the tefillah of Anab Koach is all about. Ein kiyum lahavaya. Nothing can exist. And the makar of all motion and all aliyah in existence is the Shem Membeis. Vine echad ha'ifanim lepulas Shem Membeis barlamasu beside yad. And when one understands a little bit already, we're touching upon the pnimis now of what this inyan of gevura, of membeis, of koach is, then a person can understand the side of yad. Of Yad, the hand. Shehine royim onu b'tayra pamim rabbis. We see many times in the Torah, shebehen pulaso shekadosh baruch hu b'olam mitu eres b'tayra yad, where the way that Hashem acts in creation is described as a hand, yad, in different ways. Ka'imrei ki biyad chazaka hitziacham Hashem mitzrayim. So there's the yad hachazaka. The Yad Chazaka, with the powerful, strong Yad, hand, Hetziach, arm, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. V'ayim b'nei Yisrael yoytzim b'yad Rama. And afterwards, b'nei Yisrael yoytzim b'yad Rama, also Ram, uplifted, strong, powerful, elevated. V'yay Yisrael asayad ha'gedoyla. Asher osa Hashem Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf by the end of the Gula. Vaya Yisrael is Hayad HaGedoyla Asher osa Hashem Mitzrayim, the Yad HaGedoyla. So Yad Chazaka, Yad Rama, and Yad HaGedoyla. Vav Gamzois B'derech Klal Huskur B'chines Yad B'Pu'ula Shel Gvura. And generally, the word Yad, when we speak about the arm of Hashem is used in the context of Gvur. Beside ha'inyanhu, and the site is Shini Hayad Nayada Laharim Milamata Lamala. The arm is designated as that part of the body that primarily functions in that pu'ula that requires the koach to lift something up. For something to go down, you just let go. Hashem created the force of gravity. But to lift something up despite all that's pushing against it, you remember last week we were talking about how there's no such thing as yayush, and that means b'metzius, there's no such thing as yayush. Not, it's a nice thing to give us a little bit encouragement. Metzius is that there's no such thing as yayush. The yad is that which has the, which was created, which exists for the purpose of pushing something against the force that's driving it away from its tachlis, from its goal. To lift. That's the inyan of the yad. Is lahar milamata lamala, to lift from below to above. And the yad of Hashem in creation is that which gives all that exists, that push, that drive, to move upwards, to force itself to return against all of the negative energy, the darkness that's pushing it back, that's holding it back, that's telling it to just go along with that force of gravity. This morning I was talking to the Chevron the Beis Medrash about what Rabbi Baruch Ber said from his Rebbe, from Rabbi Chaim Brisker, tracht anderish, to think differently. To think differently. What the other tzaddik said, that despite everything that's going on outside that's pushing us away from Hashem, that's pushing us down into the mud, nu isvas. Nu isvas. So what? To be able to turn our backs to all of that and to be part of that unbelievable aliyah of all that exists. That's the deeper meaning of tshuva, of returning, and that's the meaning of the yad, of the hand, of the arm. By the end of Yom Kippur, we say, Ata naisen yad, what? Ata naisen yad lapaysh. The Rebbe Shalom, you reach your arm out for all those who have sinned. A pesheh doesn't mean by mistake, you know. Ata naisin yad lapesh. The outstretched arm of Hashem. Ata naisin yad lapesh. That no matter where a person has fallen, no matter what a person has done, the yad Hashem is there to, not only to clap and to cheer, but to mamish, if he wants, to pull him up, 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 up. And dafke, when he's fallen to the lowest place. The hand of Hashem is to make it possible for everything to be uplifted and to be refined and purified. We spoke about the inin of Kaddish, Yiskadl v'Yiskadish, Shmei Rabba, Yiskadl v'Yiskadish, V'yatzmach perkone, V'yatzmach perkone, the koch of Tzmichas HaGeula, Es Tzemach Dovi. Yimincha Hashem nedor b'koyach. Yimincha Hashem tiratz oyev. By Moshe Rabbeinu, when his arms were lifted up in the milchama against Amalek, Govar Yisrael. The koyach to be able to be mezgaber, to fight against Amalek. The first Kedushas Levi in the Jerusalem of Purim, you see there, talks about it. V'hinei taskil she'inyin yodah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chalban says taskil, understand. She'inyin yodah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inyin of Hashem's hand, huska b'shloisha oifanim, is found in these three, in the presence of Gula, is found in these three ways, Yad Chazoka, Yad Rome, and Yad Gedola. Yachazaka, Rama, and Gedaila. Umavur b'svarma kadaishim. Shekol b'china is elu, mushrasha is besaid shem mem beiz upalasa. That these three b'chinas, Yad Chazaka, Yad Rama, and Yad Gedaila, are rooted in the mystery of the shem mem beiz, and what the shem mem beiz does. Yad. If you take the word Yad, 14 times 3, Ha'ila Yachtav Membeis. So 3 times Yad, Yad Chazok, Yad Rama, Yad Gedoyla, is 42, is Membeis. V'haynu she'inyin shem kodesh zeh upulasa bi'ilu ha'olam, the inyin of this holy name, Membeis, and the way that it works, bi'ilu ha'olam, in lifting up all that exists and lifting up the world, Borli Dei Bitui is manifested by Hanhagas Hashem beside Yad, in the Hanhag of Hashem that is described in the Torah as Yad, Hashem reaching with His arm, Hashem reaching in with His arm, the Yad Chazaka, the Yad Rama, the Yad Gedoyla, Zroa Netuya, Hashem reaching out, reaching down, pulling up, bringing out. Shehi his arvus elokis mila'ela is Hashem's intervention from above. His arvus elokis mila'ela. Shenoyada laharim es sa'olim lamaila. That is for the purpose of lifting the world above, lifting everything up. K'may god l'hapoyshet yodai el katan, like the adult reaching his hand out of the child, lagbiyai ulaharimai. Lahagbiyai ulha arimai, to lift him up, to raise him higher. The kosev al zeharizal vizulashai. And this is what the Ari HaKadosh is teaching in Eitz Chaim. Ve'inin hu, kine soid mem beis, the soid of the name mem beis, hu sholosh pa'amim yad, is 3 times the word yad. Gematria mem beis. The Gimel Pamim Yad, Gematria Mem Beis 42. Vehim Soid, Sholosh Yadayim, Shim Yad HaGedola, Miyamina, Yad HaGedola on the right side, Yad HaChazoke, Mismail on the left side, and Yad HaRoma Bem Tse'isa in the center, in the middle. We'll talk much more about that. Kenizka B'Tikunim, as is mentioned in the Tikunim. Sholosh Yadayim, Shem Soid, Shem Mem Beis, the Arizal says, the 3 hands, Yad Chazaka, Yad Gedoyla, and Yad Rama, Heim Soit Shem Mem Beis, the Anabakar. The Rizal says that before. It is the Soit of the name Mem Beis of Anabakar. Kidelecha Yizimahim Esa Olam Asiya, with which Hashem takes hold of this world of Asiya, La Aloysa Lamala, to lift everything up. We have to reach out, like the child. He's not standing there with his arms folded. A parent knows that when you come, sometimes not the father so much, but when the mother comes like this, with the arms open to lift up the child is opening up his or her arms wide to be taken, to be lifted up. Imkain, ayin tes, imkain. This is one of the expressions. Yad is one of the expressions of the Shem Mem Beis. Which we'll talk about. Gedulas Yemincha is obviously talking about the Yad HaGedoyla. Gedulas Yemincha. Pulas Ilui HaOlam. The act of lifting up the world. Habali de bitui beter bebchines yodosh lakadosh baruch hu, that is expressed in the Torah, in that code of Hashem's hand. She soidai mushrash bekoach hagvur vaatiku. The soid is mushrash in the koach of gvura and of tikun. Lahalois lasakin is ailumas, to lift up and to repair. The ailumas ulazakicham, to purify. Ulach shiram elhar elyain. to prepare them to receive, to connect to the infinite light of Hashem through Or HaElyon. Page Pei. Talk a good one.
Make sure that's take a note for next time.
Yeah, it's good. Vorm Elu, what we just learned. Machzirim Oisonu Amashir Inu Bidveh Rav Kook Zesa. Brings us back to what we saw in the words of Rav Kook. There's a few sentences, the entire sefer is based upon a few sentences in the Siddur of Rav Kook. His parish on Anabakor. She'inyin tefilas Anabakor, no'utz bebchines his alus ha'ilumis milamata lamala. That the inyin of this tefillah is the hisalus, is the ascent of worlds, milamata from below to above lamala. Tchunas tefillah zu, he lahalois, in Rav Kook's words, lahalois es kol mashe nishpal mehahavaya. To lift up all that has been lowered in creation, that means us also. Ma'olam ha'asiyah ha'magusham, from this lowest physical world, el roim ha'mayla, to the highest madregas, el ha'ruchnias, to ruchnias, el toichen ha'tayrav ha'roimim mus kedushasa, to the inner content of what Torah is telling us, what Torah is, v'roimimus, and the exaltedness of its holiness. It's Rav Kook's words. L'maisa, in that sentence, Rav Kook is referring to that which is explained at length in the Sifrei HaPnimius, in the Sifrei HaKabbalah. Besoy tefilas Anabekorach, with what Anabekorach means. Shinyanahu ilui ha'olamis milamata lamala. Tefilas zu huskura pa'omim rabbis b'tikun ha'azor. Therefore, we find that the tefilah of Anabekorach is mentioned many times in the Tikkun ha'azor. And is explained in great Archove in the teachings of the Tzadikim and Mekubalim, Haramak, Harizal, Ramchal, Rishash, Nagro, Va'oid. Kedosh Mishra Baratzema from the Tzadikim. Umakulam Oilu Yisoid Merkazi Betvilazu. And they're all explaining the same Nakuda. All of the Mekubalim are explaining this truth of creation of the Shem Mem Beis of Ilui Ha'olamis Hanoetz Aisa Be'inyin His Alus Ha'olamis Milamata Lamala His Alus Ha'olamis Milamata Lamala V'nikos of Arizal Be'inyin Tfilazu Bezul Hashayna. So the Arizal writes in the Shara Akdomis Ubezet tov inside Shem Mem Beis. And with this you could understand the secret of the Shem Mem Beis. Hanikra, Aleph Beis Gimel Yutav Tzadik, Anabekor, Gedulusi Minchat HaTetzur, etc. Vihine, Skulas Bechinas Shem Mem Beis Hazeh. The skula, the koach of this name, Mem Beis, Hula Halois Kol HaNitzayt Shel Kedusha. Now all of you learn the Svarma Kedusha. And when you look in the Svarm, especially the older Svarm, not so much the recent Svarm, but the old Svarm, told us Yaakov Yosef, Dushas Levin, Amel Melech, Behram Chaim, and so on. Morinayim, the old Svarm. There's hardly a piece where you won't see something about Halos Nitzaitis, right? Halos Nitzaitis. Which means lifting up sparks. And you also know that whenever you say that term in front of people who are far, far away from Pnimius, they look at each other and they make a little face. Oh, here he goes again with the lifting up of the sparks. Which to this little person's mind, sparks are things that come out of toy guns or barbecues. But the truth is, we don't know what we're talking about. What does it mean? Halos nitzaitis. We're going to learn what it means, halos nitzaitis. But in Mamaloshin that we could all understand. Not Kabbalah. What does it mean, halos nitzaitis? What does it mean to lift up sparks? So this is a big, big asik in this Svarma Kedusha. I don't only mean from the Sormak Adoshim, from the Talmidei Baal Shem. It's a big Asik in Kisvei Ha'ari, Reb Chaim Vital, and the Ramak, the Gro. Halos Hanitzoitzes, lifting up sparks. What does that mean? And what does one do? And what does that involve? Halos Hanitzoitzes. The newest farm are talking about it all the time, but they tend to use sentences to explain that instead of referring to something which very often for people who saw it once, they just close their minds right away, and they say, "Oh, halos nitzaitzos, forget it." Like, so the newest farm are getting around that problem by trying to explain a little bit and put it into simpler terms. Lahalas is a gashmias, lachapis is a ruchmias. They'll use different terms over the course of a paragraph to try to express what the swarm called halos anitzaitis. So in all the swarm, it's called halos anitzaitis. That's the pshat. Why? Should I tell you the real reason why? Okay. So the real reason why the swarm are more careful with that is because it's a term that was very, very popular in the writings of Shabtai Tzvi Yemach Shemo and many of his disciples until 150 years ago. And therefore, it became like a painful reminder, perhaps, of something that was terribly misused and abused by the false Mashiach and caused a lot of aggravation for Klal Yisrael. That's the real reason. So, that doesn't, when I say the real reason, it doesn't mean that it's also not true that the Svarma tried to help us, but the newest Svarma. But halos nitzaitzes is something that, for the person who's not connected to Pnimius, that touches upon, that like raises a red flag. When they hear the word halos nitzaitzes, that brings back memories of things that they remember hearing about the Russia, about going down into the darker dungeon of evil. Lahalois nitzaitzes, to raise up sparks. So it became a red flag, halos nitzaitzes. That's probably why it's been avoided more over the last couple hundred years. It's just, I mean, those who learn Kabbalah, they're comfortable and familiar with it. But those who don't, so it could set off some uncomfortable feelings and associations and misunderstandings. People will misunderstand what it means, halos nitzaitzes. Our job is to learn it and to understand it properly. And we can. Roim ona b'divrei Rabbeinu HaRizal. I skipped? Yeah, I'm sorry. Vizula Shina. Ubizet Tovin, again, let's read that Rizal. I missed it. Ubizet Tovin, Sait Shem Mbez, Nikuya. Vizkul is Bechinish Shem Mbez. Lahal is Kol Hanit Sait Shishal Kedusha. That's what we're up to. Lahal is the site of the Shem Mbez, that Rizal says, is Lahal is Kol Hanit Sait Shishal Kedusha. Lahal is Kol Hanit Sait Shishal Kedusha, to lift up all the sparks of Kedusha. Ba'ilim Hayitzira Vaha'asiyah. In the Olam of Yitzir and Asir, I'm not going to go with the distinctions between the worlds now. Asheheim Mizbarim V'Olam Ayidei Shem Ben Beis Hazeh, that are refined and are able to ascend by means of the Shem Men Beis. Lamala Bim Koimam. Kimavur Etzlani B'Seidu Tefillah Shachris D'Chol. The Rizal says, as is explained in Shachris of every day, Binyin Ona B'Koach. Kikol B'Chinah Shem Men Beis. This is what Rav Kook is talking about, the Arizal. Roim ono b'divrei Rabbeinu HaRizal, shesoid ono b'koach, mushrash b'inyin ilui ha'olimus. That ono b'koach is mushrash in this inyin of ilui ha'olimus. Mizeh soid ha'alos nitzaitis. This is the side of ha'alos nitzaitis, of lifting up sparks. Hamavur bedvar, but the Arizal uses that term. Shu inyan kol nekudas hatayv, which is the inyan halos nitzaitis, Nitzaitzis means kol nekudes hatov, all nekudas of tov, of kedusha, of tov, v'ha'or and light, hakayomas b'chol ha'avaya, that exists in all of creation, that Hashem was mitzamsem, his infinite light, and pressed down kivyochol to be mitzamsem, to create these worlds. And that residue of light, the Nekudas of Tov, Mevakshais Lotzeis Lor Olam, are desperately seeking to spring back up, to come out, to shine. We need to touch upon explaining this Musag of Halos Nitzaitis a little bit. Shuhu Yisodi B'Tfilas Anabekach, because it's a very basic part of the whole Tfilah of Anabekach. V'umashlim es Mashereinu B'inyan Tchunas Midas Agvur, and it's mashlim what we saw, and this inyan of the Tchuna of Midas Agvur, of this quality that we're learning about, the character of this Midah of Gvura, Ha'imedes B'Yisoid B'Riyas Ha'olam, which is the Yisoid of all creation. So, Halos Nitzaitis. If there would be time and there would be enough hakdamas, we'd be able to learn that the whole Yontif of Purim is mushrus and what we're talking about. It's the whole inyan of Purim. Ata perarta ba'oiz chayam. Perarta means to crumble. Pirurim. All of creation is an act of crumbling. And the nitzaitzis that are able to be raised by Purim, which is davke a yontif that is by chol, that is during the week, and is davke a yontiv that took place in Chutz Laaretz. When we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we didn't have a Mishkan, but that's the whole yontiv of Purim, is a yontiv of halos nitzaitis. But each person we're not ready, we're not up to that yet to understand. Once we learn a little bit more about halos nitzaitis, we'll be able to look back on Purim. It's the whole inyan of Adal Yoda, Bechlal, drinking on Purim, and Kriyas HaMegillah, and what Esther is, and what Mordechai is. But we need a few hakdamas. All of the lower worlds are built upon this mixture of Toiv and Ra. That's the inyan of Adli Yod ben Arham al Baruch Mordechai. And the inyan of the tree of Tov and Ra, where Haman wanted to hang Mordechai, and in the end, Haman himself was killed by that. Ad sheyesh kaiches Tov Rabim. The universe is filled with many, many kaiches of Tov, with tremendous energy of Tov. Shembchinas Giluye Elokus. Each drop of Tov is a Giluye Elokus, is a piece of that infinite light of God. Hamuravim Bira. That by way of Tzimtzum and how the universe was created is mixed in with Ra. Va'alkein Mu'ukavim Milotzeis Elapoil. And that's preventing, that's holding the Tov, from being able to continue its ascent. It's Ilui. Ki yad al keis ka. Yad al keis ka. M'chomel la'ashem ba'amolik midor dor. So the inyan of Amalek is the Yad of Tuma. Or we're learning about the Yad of the Shem Membeis and the Yad of Yad HaChazoke, Yad HaGadoyla, Yad Roma. Ki Yad Al Keis Ka Milchomel Hashem Ba'amalek is the inyan of Amalek is the Ra to hold back the Gilui of Elokus of Toy. But the Vav Kei is desperately longing to be connected to the Yud Kei. Yud Kei is Alma Diskasi, is that which is hidden. Vav Kei is that which is revealed. So Amalek is fighting against the inyan of the Oisius Vav Kei. Yud Kei is the inyan of Yiyah, what's going to be. Yud-Kei is the inyan of Hoya, of what was. But at this moment, that a person in the moment, this moment that I'm in, that I should be able to overcome the Yad, that hand of Amalek, and to lift up the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu of Das, to overcome the Tuma of the Nochash of the snake, which is the Eitz HaDas, Tov V'Ra, that's the milchama, that's the war. Therefore, the Shem Yudke Vavke has in it Hoya and Yiya. The Ikke milchama is not a milchama against what happened in the past or what's going to be in the future. We get lost in those things. We like to reminisce and we like to anticipate. And that's why we're very weak. Because Amalek specializes in one thing. And that is the present. Hoive. Therefore, the inyan of Amalek is to fight against the Vav Hei, which is the site of Yudke Vavke. The Vav Hei is the site of Hoive, right now. Hove is the present. This moment that I'm in is the inyan of Amalek. To conceal, to cover the Yad of Hashem that's nice and Yad L'Payishim to pull us up, and to continue to live pressed down, and to feel that we don't have the koyach to ascend. It's that moment of the hoveh. Therefore, the word rega, which is a moment, the moment is the Resh HaTevis, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek is Reish Gimel Ayin. It's the whole inyan of Amalek, is that moment that you're in. That moment that you're in. Amalek will allow you to think about how it was so nice being a Yid, and how you plan once again in the future, you plan to be a Yid. But Amalek can't be soivel the Hoveh, this moment. And the feeling of being crushed by the moment is the inyan of Amalek. Ki yad al keis ka, that the Yud Kei should not connect to the Vav Kei. Ki yad al keis ka milchom el Hashem. That's the milchom el Hashem. Midor dor means from past generations to future generations. To be free of Amalek is the inyan of Yovel, who crossed him Dror Ba'aretz. To proclaim liberty, freedom, is Dror. The inyan of Dror is Dor Dor with the Reish that's able to join the Yud-Kei and the Vav-Kei, what was and what will be. And V'hoi Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'yem ha'hu yi Hashem echad l'shmai echad. That's the yichud of all that was, is, and will be. There's a cross from Dror ba'aretz. V'chom l'Hashem l'amalek, midor dor. At the beginning of time with Eitz Hadas, as a result of eating from Eitz Hadas, the Torah says, Kaitz udarda tatzmiach lach. Kaitz v'darda, thorns and thistles. There's the Bechin of Amalek, which is against Dor Dor, that there shouldn't be a connection between the past and the future by means of the present. Koitz V'Darda, instead of the Keitz HaYamin, instead of Mashiach, instead of Geula, there's the union of kaitz v'dar de tatzmiach lach. Instead of a person believing that he can grow, that he could hold on to the yad of Hashem and he could break through Amalek and to reach out for Hashem's outstretched hand, instead of that, the person believes that the only place of growth is in the world of evil, in the place of kaitz v'dar de, thorns. After Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz HaDaas, that was the curse of the earth, which is the snake, which is the Nachash. The Nachash is Amalek. Koitz v'dar de tatzmiach lach. Koitz. Thorns. Dar dar. Dor dar. Hanachash hishyanav yoichal. The snake pushed me. The snake confused. The snake convinced me to eat. The Bnei Sosa brings down from the Kadmonim that the Loshon Hishyani is Yesh Ayin. And before, what brought Amalek into our lives? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu am Ayin. Yesh Ayin. Hishyani. Hishyani. Yesh Ayin. Hishyani. Pushed me, gave me terrible advice. The snake mixed me up. It's the name of Amalek. Amalek is the Koach that said that the only hand that you can ever hold on to is the hand of the snake. And what about the Ata Noisin Yad Lepoishim, the Yad Chazoka, Yad Roman, Yad Gedoyla? It's not meant for me. It's meant for somebody else. I can't get out of the mess that I'm in. The Gula of Purim, the Ikka Gula of Purim is the Indian of Yudalad in the month of Adar. It's Yad, the Koich of Yad, to overcome Yad al Kais Ko. And Mocha Kedas Hayoy means that if a person takes hold of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in the present, it could bring him into the place of Shushan Purim. Now, Shushan Purim is an Indian of Purim going on forever and ever. It's the Yeshua, the cities that are the Ayaros HaMakofim, Yemais Yeshua bin Nun. Yeshua is the one who first fought against Amalek. And bin Nun is the Indian of Yovel. And Yovel means to be free of Amalek. Tsehi lochem ba'amalek is the meaning of Yeshua. Yeshua is in the world of Binyamin. The meaning of Binyamin is Ana b'koyach gedulas yemincha, is Ben Yamin. Ana b'ktos, the whole gula of Purim is the meaning of Binyamin. Mordechai, Binyamin, and Esther and Binyamin. The Gemara in Chulin says, Haman min ha'tar minayin, Haman ha'etz, from the Eitz HaDaas, is Haman. Hamin ha'etz. Kamo garin shel chita shemalufav b'tevin u'moitz, the Chalban explains. Like a seed of chita, of the wheat, that's wrapped in the tevin, in the moitz, in the stuff, all the stuff, the husks that surround it. Ukidei lahakshira yitzorach levaru mitoich ha'tevin. So you're learning now Masechta Shabbos. So all the malachis of the field, the birurim that are necessary to make this into something which can become bread, which can be baked into bread. Yitim mevara, the chita from within the tevin. Kach kol koiches ha-yitzira v'asiyah. So it is with all of the koiches of yitzira and asiyah. Koiches ha-nevram, the koiches of all that exists. Shehem garinei or, the seeds of light. Garinim shel Ritzonus Tovim, seeds of Ritzonus Tovim, of wanting better, of all creation wanting better, of all creation reaching higher. Umachshavas Yisharas, by us, good thoughts, good Ritzonus. Rigshais Na'oisim Adimyonis Kedoshim, good proper emotions and Dimyonis Kedoshim, using the Koch of imagination in a holy way. Hamulufafim Yitzrei Malalayish, that are stuck and wrapped in all of the Yetzahara of the mistakes that we make in this world. Koicha is Roya Vekilkel, and the snake in Amalek. Kmoichen, Berevodim Ha'acherim Shal Ha'avaya, in all layers of creation, B'doimim, rocks, inanimate things, Sameach, plants, chai, animals, Murovim Ha'koiches Ha'chiyuvim Im Koiches Mekilkolim, there's also a taruvis, the mixture of Toiv and Ra. In the world of the Ari HaKadosh, everything is alive. In the world of the Zohar HaKadosh, everything is alive. But it's mixed, everything's mixed. Merov Makarches HaChiyuvim, all the positive Karches of Or are mixed with the Karches Mekulkolim, is the Etzadas Tov Hara. Chai Yisroos Mezikim, so by animals there are the chayis that are dangerous, that are destructive. Koichas heres vashchosa, the unbelievable koichas of destruction that are found in creation. Kach kol nekuda shal bracha v'ayra, hanimsis b'havayet zvichil esbar. Every single nekuda of bracha, of blessing and light, needs a tremendous birur. Tremendous birur. All that goes into making, let's say, a nuclear plant, which I know nothing about. I don't know the difference between a nuclear plant and a plant like vegetables. I don't know the difference. I was never in one. I don't want to see it. But the birurim that are necessary to be able to be mevara, that koyach that Hashem made in the bria, of that energy that Hashem has made in the bria, that only in recent history was there the gilui of this koach that's in creation. It's the most unbelievable koach of creation that is a koach of hashchasa in the world of Ra, Amalek, Mamish, or in the world of Toiv, of Binyan, of Yetzira. It's unbelievable, the Toiv. It's no different than us. So we weren't Megali at our koiches. Maybe just the koiches of Ra a little bit, Hachalila. But the koiches of Toiv. So everything needs to be misbarer, to be refined, to be the peels and the layers of Ra, to be separated, to be sorted. All of our avaidas and avaid of sorting, of clarifying, ben dom le dom, ben din le din, ben nega le nega. Clarifying, sorting. Many years ago, I worked two summers in a crazy place in the city. There was a Jew that owned a factory, and there's a friend of mine that somehow had a job there during the year. He was working there mostly during school, when he was supposed to be with us in school. And he was working in this factory for this year. And this Yid, who was actually he was a Holocaust survivor, is a very strange guy. But he was a Tyre Yid. So he was moving his factory from one place in Manhattan to like 10 blocks away in Manhattan, to a bigger place. So my friend said, I have a lot of friends that need jobs in the summer, yeshiva bachim. The guy wasn't frum, but he liked the idea of hiring yeshiva bachim. That was one of his biggest mistakes in his life. The biggest mistakes in his life, the poor guy. We started off to be erlich, but we were having too good a time, you know, because it was a bunch of the guys together for the summer. We were having a good time. So the whole avoida over there was, he had boxes there from like 1952, you know, stuff. He had a lot of schayer. Sunglasses. Millions of sunglasses. He had schayer. And they had to be sorted in order to be put into boxes and to be separated and to be taken over to the new plant. And there were different model numbers of different types of glasses and so on and so forth. It's a whole thing. And he spent a lot of time explaining to us. And for the first couple of days we were there, we had hundreds and hundreds of boxes, and our job was to sort and then to get it put onto a truck, and one of the guys we'd switch off would be driving the truck. This was the summer. Like the summer of 72, I don't remember what that was. It was a long time ago. And so we were pretty good the first few days. So I'll tell you where his mistake started, where this was a tragic mistake he made. He said that if you see that it's difficult to categorize a particular type of a model, then it's okay, then you put it into boxes that are marked miscellaneous. Big mistake. Because every box after that was miscellaneous. Just miscellaneous. It was so miscellaneous that I once saw one of the guys that was almost finished with his falafel and threw in the end of the pita into the box that was marked miscellaneous. I don't know what happened when he opened that, but that was months, if not. I don't know if he ever opened it. I hope before Pesach. The whole world is like a mess of miscellaneous. Miscellaneous, just a taruvah of tovim ra, of the sunglasses and the falafel, and in that particular marshal, and I'm not saying that sunglasses are good and that falafel is not bad, but in that marshal of what happened that summer, and I asked him for mechila, and 5 years after that, not right after that, but a couple years later I asked him for mechila. He was a very nice guy. So, this is the world that we live in. Everything is surrounded by miscellaneous eskoiches of tov and ra, chayes of hashchasa, and nekudas of or. And every nekuda of bracha and oira in creation tzrichil hesbar must be sorted. It's not miscellaneous. It has to be sorted. This goes here, this goes here. Anger itself, anger is a very dangerous koach. It's like nuclear energy. It's the same thing. That a person's anger should be an anger against Oyve Hashem. Kel nekomas Hashem, kel nekomas Afiyah. Then he's mevarer. He's sorting out the anger of Kedusha, the rugza, the Kedusha, the roigas of Kedusha, from the anger of impurity, which is tam, to lose your temper like an idiot. Everything needs to be ruur. Everything, all broch and oir hanimtis bavayet svichil hezbar. Lot says, mehai irvov imara, to be extracted from that confusing state of miscellaneous. Lis alois lis chazik. Lis alois lis chazik. Kadesha tuchal lahoitzi el apol esaor shachavui ba betsura muvareches v'toiv. In order to be able to extract lemaisa, the or, that or of elokus, that's chavui ba, that's hidden in everything, Bitsura muvareches, in a way that's muvareches, that's blessed, that's right, that's good, v'toiva, muvareches v'toiva. So, Bez Hashem is going, it's Erev Purim, it's Erev Yontif, and the person has to be careful. I personally detest alcoholism in a very, very strong way. I personally hate seeing guys get drunk. It's been something that I've hated my entire life. It says in the Gemara, Mechayiv Inish Lefsum B'Puri Ad L'Yad Ben Aharon Rachman Lechay. Chedushim also hated drunk. He hated drunkenness. Chedushim said Mechayiv Inish, that if you get drunk, you're chayiv. You're in trouble. Mechayiv Inish. You be careful. Mechayiv Inish. That's one particular area where it's difficult to be mavar. According to the Mekubalim, the fruit of the Eitz Hadas were grapes, was wine. Anovim sachta, wine. One has to be very, very careful that it should be levesume. Rabbi Leibel Eger says levesume means when something has a good smell. Sometimes when a person drinks too much, he has a bad smell. It smells bad. I don't just mean the stuff that he throws up on the floor. I mean, he himself smells bad, not just the stuff that comes out of him. So, I'm not somebody that likes to spoil anybody's party. But a yid has to be a yid every day of the year, including Purim, especially on Purim. Where the tzaddikim are able to be, that are able to have such an inyan of livsume bepuria, because by the tzaddik, the soid of the tzaddik is toiv. So since this mishnichnis yai and yetzay soid, so the soid of tov, and there's a birur of tov, that sometimes the tzaddik, because he's so shy and he's so reserved, so when he drinks on Purim, there's a birur to bring out the toiv. The tzaddas was toiv and ra. And the tzaddik is able to be megala the toiv. That's the need of Megillas Esther, legalis mashanista. The tzaddik is able to do that. But when a person is not beside hatoiv, chalila, he's still munching in the ra of the etzadas, then drinking is something that embarrasses, humiliates, and degrades. It brings down, brings to a very low place. And in our generation, reminds very, very holy people about some of the worst times in their lives. People who are addicted and lost in that world of addiction and still suffer. It conjures up a lot of negative things. So I had a teacher in third grade that used to say an expression that's by the goyim, a word to the wise is sufficient. And I know that the Indian of wisdom is not so popular these days. And since Purim is ad lo yada, it's almost a waste to talk about wisdom, intelligence. But the birur and the hatzlocha of Purim, and what Purim can be, is when a person is able to be in that place of toif. Hadassah, he Esther. Hadassah has a nice smell. A person who drinks the wrong way on Purim has a bad smell. Mardachia means Mardachia, the incense, the smell of the Ketores. That's Mordechai, to have a good smell. So to be a little bit, to be Mekayim, I'm not going into the Machloikis HaPoskim, what it means, the Rambam and the Ramah, and all the different Shitas. But the Ikur is that a Jew should become, on Purim, should become a person that's not high, that's not the Ikke, but to be higher than high. To be higher than high. Any shaita can drink and become drunk. But to become higher on Purim, that's already a chachma. To become higher on Purim. And don't wander off to a foolish place inside yourselves that says, yeah, but I saw many choshev yidin and many tzaddikim and so on and so forth. There was an Indian by different people. There was an Indian in the earlier days. In our door, for the most part, it doesn't bring people up. So forgive me again. I don't know what any of your habits are. So I'm not speaking to any of you personally. I'm just saying the Indian of Purim, to hold on to the Kedusha of Purim. Because the Tzaddikim said that there's an Indian drinking of Purim, the Jews should become drunk and they'll forget to daven. Because the most powerful day of the whole year to daven is Purim. And if a person doesn't have his mind, he's not going to be able to daven. It's a much bigger madrega to daven on Purim than to drink. If a person is able to hold on to his das on the day of Ad L'Yada, he could daven for big things. Don't worry, there'll be Jews in the world, there'll be mites of the world, the mitzvah of drinking. It's kind of grace of chachma. But to be able to daven on Purim, my wife and I, every Purim, we have a We have a big project of tefillah, with Tehillim, and what to do, and we try to finish on Purim, which is also not b'derech hateva, because there's not a minute on Purim that we're not busy. And the whole Indian, especially with my wife, because she takes really 75% of it, is not b'derech hateva. But it's something that we started when we were first married, and we decided that we're going to try to use Purim in that way. I'm not recommending it for everybody, but it's good to give it a shot. To see you on Purim with the Shabbos.